What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, hi. I called in a week or two ago. We talked about how powerful the mass media is and how, you know, it can convince people that they can change their sexuality. That, like, remember, the prime directive is to reproduce and of any, you know, species, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I have to wonder about all this. I wonder if there is an ethnic and racial aspect to that, in that if you're, we have, I think it's pretty clear that white people are not allowed to have any sort of identity at all. They're tearing down all the history. They're telling us and training us cradle to grave now in education that we are evil, and not only are we evil, but all of our ancestors were also evil. There's Asia Pacific Islander, you know, month, and there's you know, Hispanic American month, and there's Black History Month. There's all these months. We don't have anything at all. And if you're subjected to that kind of thing from, you know, kindergarten, really, and maybe even pre-kindergarten, maybe, but at least kindergarten in the public schools, all your life, and everybody else has an anchor of some kind. An Asian person can say, I have an Asian identity. A Black person can say, Black is beautiful. I've got a black. There's tons of that, right? Everybody has an identity. Jews can grasp onto their identity. Everybody's allowed to do that except us. And, of course, if we do, we're evil supremacists. And, you know, it's part of the system that must be weeded out and changed. But I wonder if all this, and you admit the statistics or whatever, of all these people who are denying their gender and, you know, the guy, I love the new one with the identifying as handicapped. That's great.
Yes.
But you got to wonder, Mike, if, you know, there's an anchor for everybody else except white people. And I would like to see an identity anchor. I'd like to see what the numbers are in the dispersal of numbers amongst all the people who are doing this ridiculous, who are lost. Their identities are lost, and they're so fragile that they can grasp on to things like handicap identity or I'm a Black woman or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think there might be a correlation there?
There might be. I think we would have to take more data to establish that correlation. And, of course, underneath all that makeup and everything, we're never really sure exactly who we're dealing with.
Well, yeah, but I think it's sensible. I mean, you know, we've talked before, and you've talked many times about how you take somebody's identity away and they're easily manipulated. And who is the most... identity-less group of people in this country, and maybe even in the world, and it's white men.
I think we could call them identity deprived.
Yeah, I think you could too. And thus, you know, if they're being vilified and their history is vilified, but yet the LGBTQ plus, whatever that is, are sanctified, as are like negrophiles, also people who are, you know, there's been a term around that for people who are white but identify as Black. You got to wonder if we're not more, and maybe it is primarily aimed at us. Just a thought.
Yeah, it's interesting because. Yeah, if you do look at that extreme liberal left that's into that whole transgender thing, It does seem to encompass a narrow demographic. And, of course, you know, it's considered racist to say that different subgroups of the human species exhibit different traits. You know, whether this group is more intelligent than the other group. Oh, no, no, that's racist. Well, these people are more violent than the other groups. Oh, no, no, that's racist. You can't say it. And yet it's on full display everywhere. So maybe you have something here that this propensity toward, you know, going along with trans whatever, you know, is sensitive, rather, what's the word I'm looking for? Prevalent in one particular subgroup of people.
You know, there's if you are under attack, and by the way, you're not allowed to say one group is more intelligent, although there's plenty of data. There's plenty of data that says who are the most athletic.
Yes.
Plenty of data on all that stuff, but you're not really allowed to say that.
No,
but
you're not.
But what you can say, and it's said over and over and over again, is that white people are evil. That white people shouldn't have an identity. We should be erasing their identity and are erasing their identity. And I just wonder if all this trans, if the numbers in these migration to people who have no identity at all and latch on to what's currently cool, according to the media.
Yes. You may have something there.
Yeah, just a thought. I know you got other calls, Mike. Wanted to run that by you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, it's been 61 years since the Bay of Pigs. Not the Bay
yep.
of Pigs, the missile crisis. Maybe both of them. When was the Bay of Pigs? 61?
62. Yeah, the Cuban Missile Crisis happened after that.
Yeah, sure did. All right, and we still have an embargo, sanctions on Cuba.
Yeah, we do. We're sore losers.
And you know, in 1995, the U.S. established formal diplomatic ties with Vietnam. Does that
yeah.
make any sense to you?
Well, no, it's
I mean,
just,
what?
Yeah, we went back to being buddy-buddy with Vietnam, but we're still hostile to Cuba. Now, the one thing that Obama did that I agreed with is he started to normalize relations with Cuba and lift the embargo on some of their products like Cuban rum and Cuban cigars and try and bring them into our sphere of influence. And then one of the things that I disagree with Donald Trump is he kind of broke that. And he went back to being that hard line, oh, the Cubans are bad, which unfortunately means as we get closer and closer to a war with Russia, that Cuba is likely to again provide a forward base for Russia, you know, just really close to our homes.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe this is too simplistic, but Sheldon Adelson was, you know, big financier of the Republican Party, and, you know, he's a casino guy, and so I think maybe that's who was pulling the strings on Trump as far as Cuba's concerned, and continues to this day. I mean, look at Marco Rubio, you know, Bubbles Rubio.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's just, they keep this going on, it's just absurd. It's just a question that popped into my mind earlier today. And it just shows the, you know, our foreign policy, how screwed up it is. But, you know, when I was going through paramedic school, the first thing they teach you is do no harm.
Yes.
Taking toddlers and messing with them like this, their sex change, that's doing harm.
Yeah, I agree.
Feeding babies into ball, you know, sacrificing babies on an altar. That's what it's coming down to. It's a slow motion death. It's crazy. And they say that the snake rots from the head down. Well, the snake of Western civilization and the judiciary, and the politics, and then medicine. All three are rotten. I don't see how we can reverse it. It's just sickening.
Well, you know, our society has become dominated by the quest for money, and that lust for money is the root of all evil, and people are willing to compromise their ethics, their morals, you know, just to get another dollar. I got to have more dollars than this guy sitting over here. They treat it like it's a game.
It all goes back to money, doesn't it? To keep your position.
We're an avaricious species, and we'd like to aspire to something a little bit higher, more noble, and there are administrations that will encourage that. We don't have one of those right now. The liberal Democrats, going back at least as far as Clinton, the attitude has been, hey, whatever you want to do, you know, if it feels good, do it, and, you know, all is to be permitted.
Yeah, this is the end result, I think, of winning World War II. The Tavistock Institute and the Frankfurt School, they've taken us by the short hairs.
Yep.
It's crazy. All right, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, and we're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Unbeeping?
Richard, are you there?
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say, there's no unbeeping. Okay, so for one, Jesse Waters, Tucker Carlson. I think they're going to run VP Prez for 2032. And who knows, maybe he's like JFK's secret grandson or something. Who knows? Jesse Waters, obviously. Ted Cruz, Ethics Committee. There was a Judiciary Committee earlier today. Ted Cruz is a part of it for the ethics about the Supreme Court. You know about that.
Yeah.
But yet, the week before, there was a hearing, and a woman from Texas was looking for Ted Cruz and another guy. Hopefully they were there because she had a problem with her abortion and all that, and they were supposed to be there for her. You think that he should have been there for ethics after not being there for that woman? Next thing is
kind
UK
of a hard
trade
one
war.
To
I
answer.
UK trade war. You think it may be? You think it might be because we all know about the UK trade war happening, right?
Actually, no. What are we in conflict over regarding the United Kingdom?
Well, the UK is supposed to be starting a trade war itself. It's declared that, and it's supposed to be started by the end of 2025, I think it said. So I'm wondering if it's really just a cover-up, if they're maybe moving the king and his family over to Canada. Because, you know, they're killing off all these Canadians up there in Canada right now. There's supposedly a whole bunch of stuff going on.
You know, Richard, you call into the show with a lot of stuff I've never heard from other sources.
Okay, you know about Texas, Nathan? You know about Texas? How there's supposedly, there's a dude, I'm sure there's a video, there's a broadcast, and supposedly FBI military are going to do a big... I think they said, a testing nuclear thing or something, like kind of like Russia tested like a nuclear. So the point is that May 1st through the 5th, have you heard about this?
Richard, I have not heard. And frankly, at this point, I'm going to let you go. And thank you very much for the phone call here. And all right. So now we're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike. Good to hear your voice again. Mike, in the past, I've been reading in different magazines. I don't know if anyone has talked about it on your show or you yourself, but what the topic is these electronic signals coming from these cell phone towers may be causing or contributing to climate change. What do you think about that?
Well, any radiative energy, whether it's cell phone radiation, AM radio, FM radio, radars, TV, whatever, yes, they will transmit some of their energy to the atmosphere. And, but how much and to what effect it has, it's probably quite minuscule.
Minuscule?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why I wanted your opinion. You're more of an expert on this stuff than I am, so I always wanted to... I had people tell me in the past they thought that this 5G cell phone tower, since they're lower to the ground, is contributing to this climate change, all this stuff going on, but I'm not an expert. That's why I call you. You know more about it than I do.
All right. So. Well, thank you for the flattery here, and thank you for the call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with one of your previous callers that always calls in, the guy from Los Angeles. I forget what's his name.
Peter.
Yeah, he's always a good caller.
Yes, he is.
You know, and I agree with a lot, like, pretty much everything he says, but then at the same time, he's always talking about, you know, the plight of white people and all this stuff's going on, but he married a black woman and has, like, no offense, like, this is just stuff that he told us, so it's like, I'm not coming down to dig at him, but he has black kids, and, like, he married a black woman or something, so it's like, I don't know, man, I don't understand, like, it's like, is he trying to, like, compensate for something, or... Because he always called
Maybe
in.
Maybe he just like, fell in love.
Yeah,
you ever think about
saying,
that?
Like, okay, and there's nothing against that. It's just weird because he's always called
it. Sounds like you have a problem with it.
No. And he's like, oh, well, then they were white. But so if he really felt that way, why would he get with black women? Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense. He's like, oh, my kids are at Harvard and... You know, and, you know, he always talks about, like, what's it called? When they would pick, like, the not the best candidate for the job. What is it called?
Nepotism? Incompetence?
No,
the Peter Principle?
No. When they say, okay, so they have the best candidate for the job, but they pick somebody else because of their race. What's it called? I forget.
Affirmative action. Right, well, it's called racist is what it is. And, you get that with affirmative action.
And then and he always talks about that, but then at the same time, like, his kids benefited from affirmative action. So it just doesn't make sense. I don't know. Nothing against him. I just, something that never rubbed me right. I guess he could call in and respond. But anyway, I appreciate you taking my call, Mike. One more thing. I miss John from Barbados. Remember that guy? He was cool.
Yeah, I remember him, too, and I miss him, too, as well.
All right. And then I'm in Maryland right now. I'm eating, I got some blue crabs, Mike. I got them steamed.
Okay.
Hey, I'm eating some blue crabs right now. Hey, I appreciate it taking my call and let me give him my 2 cents. Hey, I hope you have a good day, Mike. Thanks, man.
Same to you. Thank you very much here. And
right,
we're
going
to go to Apostle in New Jersey. Hello, Apostle. I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
How are you, Mike? I want to wish the best to you and Claire. You know that, right?
Yes.
The one thing I'm talking about is my white privilege.
Okay.
I work for MTA in New York City.
Okay.
And we're not allowed to, if we're confronted by somebody, you know, if they turn around and attack us or anything else, we're not allowed to hit them back. If we do, we get fired.
Now, that's rough.
I'm just letting you know I'm far from being a racist, whatever. I mean, I'm married an Asian. And, you know, I go to work every day. But I've had young guys that have just come into the company that have accused me of being a racist. You know what? They're saying I have my white privilege and everything else, whatever, which is wrong because they abuse the crap out of me at work. And these guys get the easiest jobs you could possibly imagine. But I deal with this on a daily basis. It's unbelievable. You know what?
Yep.
If you ever looked at my Christmas list, whatever, when I was a kid, I wanted a football, I wanted a train set, and I wanted a slave. Guess what? I never got a slave. I don't understand where I'm paying reparations, whatever, for people that I've never oppressed in my life.
Okay, well, Apostle, don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. We're going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're still talking with Apostle in New Jersey. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And Apostle, just kind of pick it up from where you left off.
Mike, I'm just letting you know that this country is going to hell in a bucket. It really is. I never experienced this before in my life, but I'm at an age close to retirement. And when I do, I'm definitely leaving this country, because you have too many politicians that are just throwing everybody under the bus.
Yep.
I've never seen it before. And you know what? This LGBTQ thing and all this other crap, whatever. I'm sorry, but you know what? My kid wants to transition or whatever. I'm not letting the schools do it, because they're indoctrinating all these kids. One thing that...
Yeah, you know, this is not about tolerance for transgenderism. They're selling it. They're trying to make it trendy and fashionable, and, you know, they're selling it like it's a new product. And, of course, the medical industrial complex is going to make a huge amount of money off of it. And yeah, it's shameful the way they're treating children as a commodity.
You know what? I think that you have to be a socialist you have to be a socialist liberal to become a teacher. I'm sure during that interview process, if you're a conservative, you're not even qualified for that job.
Probably.
Right. The big thing that's going on there, whatever, where they're just, teaching your kids all the wrong things. You know what? It should be reading the three R's, you know, reading arithmetic and...
writing.
And writing, yeah. But they're not even teaching that. You know what? They're redoing their agenda, whatever, for all this socialist crap, which shouldn't be even part of the education process.
Yep, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm just glad all my kids are out of school. You know, if my kids came home and said, you know what, I think now I'm a woman, you know, or I identify as a man, I would look at them and say, are you out of your mind? But the teachers wouldn't allow me to tell me.
This has got to be a very, very difficult time for parents. You know, their kids are coming home from school with all this crazy nonsense shoved into their brains, and the parents aren't even allowed to complain. I mean, you've got school boards who are spending money to hire security guards to protect the school board during family, you know, these meetings, but they won't hire an armed guard to protect the kids in the school itself.
You know what? The town that I'm in, they actually have armed security in the school.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, he was a sergeant in town. He retired, whatever, but he actually does the security there.
Okay.
He's there every day. No, it's something I appreciate.
Are you still there? Okay,
I'm
you're breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry about that, Mike. But I wanted to let you know, my friend. You there?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, my feelings in regards to that. You know what? Give Claire my best. Give her a big hug for me.
I will.
I met you at the 9/11 thing in New York City years ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know who I'm talking to now. Yep.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike, I always appreciated my friend.
All right, well, thank you very much, and take care of yourself. And we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, welcome to the show.
I'm probably
going to take you through the next commercial break, so, you
okay,
know, and that's coming up here in
okay.
about a minute. What's on your mind?
Oh, we can talk. Okay. Ted Brower says that there's some kind of a goddess, a pagan god. It's a hermaphrodite, which means a man and a woman, you know?
Yep.
I wonder if that kind of thing is just an infestation in these people.
Well, hermaphroditism does actually rarely occur in the human race. It's considered, obviously, a birth defect. And in ancient cultures, children, babies who were born defective, were often worshipped as gods. There was an incident, I think, just in India, where there was this girl who was born, had basically been a set of twins that did not fully separate. And so she came on out with something like... four arms and four legs, looking like one of the Indian gods, and you know they revered her until she finally was able to get the surgery to sort of kind of go back to normal. She'll never be perfectly normal, but at least you know it's a little easier to live. But yeah, ancient cultures would worship. Oh, we got to take a break. Didn't hear the music. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Corporations, Wall Street, the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show. And the phone lines are loaded up right now, so we're going to go back to Laura in Michigan. And Laura, yeah, let's just what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think everybody should go to John Moore's show this morning, a second hour. What Steve Van Noon said scared the heck out of me. I'll tell you what, you know, everybody needs to hear it. But you won't believe it if I said it.
Well, tell us anyway.
Okay. You said that, remember the Iraq War?
Yes.
I remember that they were stealing antiquities, right? I remember that.
Yeah.
But one of the things that they took was Nimrod's body, he said. And what
okay.
they did was they've taken it to the underground in under the airport in Denver. And they're planning on, and he was 7 foot tall. I think he was one of the original Nephilims. Anyway.
Okay.
I told you it was crazy.
Oh, yes, you did. And I should have listened to your advice here. Anything else, Laura?
Yeah, well, on that same thing, anybody can probably get the archives. Healthmasters.com is going to have a whole week a series called Angel Wars. And one thing's going to be really good. I've heard of it before. What's going on in Antarctica. If anybody's interested in that, they could probably tape it or whatever.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go
sorry,
with
Tom. I sound like a kook, but I'm telling you.
Okay, well, thank you,
not
and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, Mike, how you doing? Good day there. I don't think Laura's a kook. I think, you know, yeah, back in, who knows what happened back in those days. There probably were giants. I'm sure there were giants back in the day, so that doesn't surprise me. These seven-footers will probably be dwarfed by these guys that are 9, 10 foot tall, so who knows. But anyway, Mike, here's what I called about. Talk about a real giant-type killer situation. Let's look what this Hunter Biden's getting away with, Mike, with this with the women that he's got impregnated. And the one girl can't even get his last name, but the woman wants $8,200. Is that what I heard, Mike? $8,200 a month child support?
Well,
that,
no, what's going on is that she's getting $20,000 a month in child support from Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden started this lawsuit to try and get that amount lowered by the court. I don't know that he's going to have much success with it.
Oh, okay, maybe I misread it, Mike, but if it's $8,000 that he wants to get, Mike, what man basically in the United States can afford $8,000 a month child support for this creep, this cretin, that's running around, and if it was a Donald Trump, one of his sons, got all these women pregnant, they would be in the media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Let's not kid ourselves. If Don Jr. or Eric Trump were to be like this guy, Hunter Biden, it'd be on the news every single day. So you actually,
yes, they would.
Your head exploded. Your head would explode hearing the nonsense. But Hunter Biden, they kept everything secret with this criminal. This guy's a creep. The girl I named, her name is Luden. Luden or London, I don't know what the hell. Or
yes,
Lude, like a quaalude, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is a giant, massive cabal, and I don't know who's protecting these Bidens, but man, I tell you what, they got some power, man. They've got a lot of power protecting this guy with the crap he's getting away with.
I mean, if
anybody else would have dealt with Hunter Biden, did Mike, they would be in jail. There's no question about it. And it's absolutely absurd that this guy's getting away with all this creatures nonsense. And here, you got good Americans out there can barely pay their food tab when they go grocery shopping or their gas bills. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, the working class stiff, he's barely getting by. And this imbecile's raised the price of like crazy, almost 50% on everything in a few years. Mike, I don't see this another 4 years of this idiot. Oh, my goodness, Mike. We'll be in a disaster area. It'll be all out chicanery, man. I mean... What can I tell you? This guy is an idiot. He's being told by a bunch of idiots. And, you know, Mike, there's a deep state within inside a deep state, man.
Yeah.
And it's just absurd what is going on with our government, our borders wide open. As a matter of fact, Mike, did you see this guy, Senator Butt, told McCarthy yesterday? Did you see the video? He couldn't answer him. He said, what about the kid that killed all those kids in Texas? Killed the five people. How come he's been deported three times? Why wasn't he deported for good? He came here in the United States and killed five more people.
Yep.
So Mikakis wouldn't even answer a sitting senator on that question.
Yep.
It's crazy. And this guy's getting away with it. And look, they know this is all about the vote, rigging. The more the illegals they bring in here, it's all about vote, and vote the white man right out of power. And you're not going to get no federal or government job. You're not going to get nothing. You're going to go in a concentration camp, it seems like. They want to put white people in concentration camps. The same thing they preach about, they were Jews. These Jews want to put white Anglos in concentration camps. The way I look at it, Mike. What the hell? I mean, we're losing our country. The founding fathers are rolling in their graves. There's no question about it. Through the ambiguous ways from sea to shining sea, Mike. We don't even have that anymore. You say that, and now they'll throw you off the TV.
Yeah.
You know, Purple Mountain Majesty. You can't even get away with none of that. No way. And we have been overrun by a small minority that are criminal. I don't know if they're witches. I don't know what they are, Mike. I don't know what Kabbalists. I don't know what. We got to get to the bottom of this and figure it out. Who's really manipulating. We know Soros is one of these characters, and Bloomberg and Zuckerberg. But man, Mike, I think there's even bigger, deeper staters than these guys. I hate to say it, but it's horrible how the Constitution is shredded. The Bill of Rights is might as well throw it in the garbage.
Okay.
They're allowing our country to be invaded daily. And I don't see no end in sight, Mike. You know, and the one caller...
Well, I see an end in sight. I see a collapse at some point because this just cannot keep on going the way it's going. We're succumbing to chaos, sociopolitical chaos, economic troubles. We're mired in all these wars that we quite probably are not going to be able to win. And I know that, you know, Biden's probably going to drag Ukraine out until after next year's election, but we can't win against Russia. The West is running out of ammo. They can't make it fast enough, as fast as Ukraine's using it up. This is obviously we're in a bad situation here, but Biden doesn't want to admit that we've lost in Ukraine because that's going to be 0-2 after Afghanistan, and his poll numbers are already bad enough.
Absolutely correct, Mike, and this is a disaster. I hope this, honestly, Mike, I hope this guy Kennedy takes Biden out. I hope he wins it. I hope Kennedy, I hate to say Kennedy, but I can't believe I'm saying that, but I hope Kennedy takes his Biden from winning re-election because this guy Biden, he's totally inept. This guy's nuts. This guy's insane. And I don't know. You know, Mike, there's rumors out they're going to try maybe to run Michelle Obama when it all comes to push and shove.
Well, I mean, all she's bringing to the table is name value. I mean, she's got zero political experience, zero foreign policy experience. I know she's got a law degree, but that's about it.
Well, yeah, exactly. When LGBTQ would go crazy if she got in there. They'd go bad. They think every one of them would think they won the lotto. You know what I mean? I don't know, man, Mike. I think the country's just, the masculinity of men today is not what it was, I mean, 10, 20 years ago, Mike. And LGBTQ is accepted. Abortion's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I mean, you know, Mike, there's no end in sight to this disaster we're looking at. And
yep.
Hope for the best, be prepared for worse. But, you know, Mike, I got to say this. Right, we can see what's happening right now at the border, Mike. In bumbling buffoons, supposedly today, Mike, I don't know if you heard the news. He sent troops over there, boots on the ground, to welcome in, Walmart welcome greeters?
Yeah, that's about all the good they're going to be able to do. Most of them are supposed to be doing administrative tasks like filing and typing and so forth. In other words, he sent those troops down there to help process the paperwork to let all these illegal immigrants come on in. And I think there's going to be some friction from that surge across the border because people are just really fed up. And, I mean, up in Chicago, even Lori Lightfoot is saying, this has gone on too far. We are broke. We can't take any more of these people.
Exactly. And, Mike, like I say, I always say it to you. If one American gets murdered by an illegal alien, that's one way too many. And
I
nobody's
agree.
Being
Absolutely
held accountable.
Agree.
Nobody's being put in jail. Nobody's being forced in 11 words wherever they got to go for their criminal activities they've done to the Constitution. And the Congress people have no gonads. I mean, you know, Mike, it's just crazy. And it's only going to get worse, man. Because, you know, you keep saying they stole the election. Well, hell. They're going to keep stealing the election for the next 100 years now.
Until either they're replaced by force or they collapse like the old Soviet Union. But our elections are a joke, and everybody around the world knows it.
Well, exactly, Mike. You know, it's funny, though. You know, one guy called your show. I forgot who it was. And I hope Sebastian from Sweden gives us an update. What's going on in Sweden? I'd really like to hear from Sebastian, and I'd love Jim from New York. I'd like to know what's going on with Jim in New York and all the other great callers. Miles is great, and Marco. I just want to know this, Mike. I'm looking at this the situation with, the immigration and all that, but then I'm realizing, Mike, we have legal immigration coming here that's annihilating us. Legally. The legal people are coming here from India and all that. How can you compete with these people? They're taking up all these Silicon Valley jobs, everything. I mean, you can't
groom America to these
Well,
jobs?
I mean, they're better educated than our kids. Our kids, coming out of school, knowing how to twerk and knowing the correct gender pronouns. These other people are coming from other countries, knowing electronics, engineering, computer architecture. Sort of something we saw was coming.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's just crazy, Mike. I basically ain't got much more else to say today. I'm so freaked out over this Hunter Biden and all this nonsense going on. And the FBI hid the computer. They don't want nobody to know before the election with Trump. They didn't want to know, it was Russia interference and all that. I mean, and now they're proving this computer's for real, Mike. Everything on that computer's for real. The criminal activity this guy's getting away with, and Biden, and oh, my. I just don't get it, man. And then they do it this thing with Tucker Carlson, Mike. And now they're going to put Lawrence Jones in that spot. And, oh, my gosh. It's crazy. The whole world's it's totally against white American Caucasians, Mike. That's my belief. They want us in the minority, and they want to degrade us to the point where there's no masculinity left in our racial makeup. That's my opinion. I'm often wrong, and we'll see how it goes, plays out here in the next 2 years. But I tell you what, any caller that would want Biden over Trump in 2 years, you have to be off the rocker, Mike. You have to be off your rocker. The guy's going to be 82 years old. He's senile as all get out. And the guy can barely walk. He looks like the Cheshire Cat walking. I mean, this guy's unbelievable what he's getting away with, this buffoonery. It's insanity. But, Mike, we'll see how it plays out. And I know you got another call, so I'll let you go. But thank you for taking my call, Mike. And that's about all I got to say for today. All I can say is, like Arnold would say, hasta la vista. In California, that's all they're saying nowadays.
Yeah, a lot of places are like that now. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to go to Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm just going to put out a little information as far as the caller earlier that was talking about harassment in his workplace. I experienced that, and there's a terminology you can use. It's a hostile environment.
Okay? Yes.
What you do is you just collect evidence. In my case, I collected evidence over these special case managers. They're special needs managers. As far as I'm concerned, they're not real intelligent, but they get real emboldened, and it was just outrageous, some of the stuff that they're putting on me. So I just documented all of it. And so they kind of crossed the line. They tried to fire me based on a lie, and I caught them. And so I sent a text to the high-level manager over a couple of departments. I said, I need a meeting with you. And so anyway, they blew it off, and I said, look, if you put a meeting on me, I told his secretary, you make a meeting pretty quick, or I'm going to make my own meeting. And so she set it for the next day. And I went in there, and, they tried to block me in there. One of the perpetrators told me I had to make an appointment, and he just happened to walk in. I said, you got an open-door policy, right? He said, yeah, so we need to talk. So I went in there, and I told him, I said, look, this is disruptive to this unit. I've got other units coming in here, so I'm forced to file a hostile environment. And what that does, that takes the program and puts it in the Fed's hands. So they're going to come in and investigate. They do not want that. And with the evidence I gave him, and so they have to pull out their books. They have to go step by step through this process, and it takes everything out of his hands. And I told him, I said, if you don't take care of this, I'm going to go outside of this hospital. I'm going to take care of it. And so he looked at it, and he said, look, I said, I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm just trying to work, but the harassment is just over the top, And so just document it and go in, talk to your manager, say hostile environment. And that is going to get their attention. They're going to look at stuff, and they're going to make the changes. Because this guy told me, he said, look, you give me a little bit of time. Just work with me. I think we can take care of this. And I came back the next day, and all these people were gone. They fired all of them. And they were, they were gone. So it got the attention, and it got our workplace back into line. So
it kind of worked out. The thing is, what is defined today as harassment and a hostile work environment, back when I was young and working, You know, it would have just been considered a lot of good-natured kidding, you know, and it, no ill will was meant. You know, we were just joking around and goofing around, and it was a way of relaxing and dealing
then,
with stresses and tensions that, you know, came up from the job. But these days, you're afraid to say or do anything outside of your assigned little robotic task out of fear that you'll be labeled a troublemaker.
Yeah, well, I'll be on that because I have more experience than all of them, so I kind of laughed at them. But, you know, it's just they got so outrageous with this stuff that it was just, you know, it was great to document. And so, like I said, it's usually a little clique, and usually you got a few people on your side because they don't harass one person. They'll pick a few. And, you know, so, like I said, once that word hostile environment is told to your manager, it becomes a federal issue. And so
Okay. They
don't want to go there, and so they'll usually deal with it. So that's just a trick, and I was told that by management some years ago, you know, and it worked for me very well. And again, it wasn't just stuff that was being made up. This was crazy, the stuff that they were pulling. So, but hostile environment for anybody who's being harassed, just get you a little evidence, you know, and walk in there and present that, and they're going to have to, that takes it out of their hands, and they don't want that. So they'll get serious about it. So anyway, that's all I had for you, and I'll let the other
Okay, well, thank you very much. And my one concern is with this hypersensitivity, is that somebody could get rid of an office competitor, you know, simply by saying, you know, this person created a hostile work environment. Back during the 90s, we had this supposed rape crisis where, you know, us ugly, smelly men were just raping everything that moved. And there were a lot of cases where innocent men were put into jail by women who wanted their jobs or just wanted to blame somebody else for their own consensual sex. And the same thing could be happening with a lot of these hostile environment cases. Case in point, the one currently targeting Tucker Carlson, where this, you know, lady is complaining he created a hostile work environment and blah, blah, blah. Now it's come on out. She never even actually met Tucker Carlson. She's just suing for the money or the fame or whatever.
Yeah, well, that level, it's total corruption. I mean, you've got so many high-powered lawyers involved on both sides, but at the lower levels, again, I say it took me 8 months to put stuff together because you don't want to go in there and lie. You want to have evidence. And so once you walk in there and present all the craziness that they do.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We had a lot of people hang up, so we do have some open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bragan in Wisconsin. Hello, Bragan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear your voice. I wanted to hit three main points, and I'll try and do it very quickly. Earlier, I was watching a video by a person that you know, interviewing a person named David Dubyne, which is capital D-U, capital B-Y-N-E. Anyway, mm-hmm. he does a lot of climatology and stuff like that and food scarcity. And he was mentioning, which I hadn't known about, three volcanoes two in the northern hemisphere, spewing sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. At the same time, we seem to already have had a cold spell. I'm not talking about Farmer's Almanac. So things are aligning here. So not to mention all the train issues, and not to mention they want to do non-diesel trains in California. And included in that interview, I think there was moms across America who were finding out that public schools have tons of toxic food, way more than you would find at your normal grocery store if you made your own kids' food. Anyway, the next point being that the more bank failures, and I might have missed it because I was outside getting my Barium U.S. RDA, and they are PacWest Bank Corporation, Western Alliance, and Metropolitan Bank. Those are on the horizon right now. So I'm thinking that I don't know about the perfect timing. That might be in the fall, like they usually like to do it. And the last point being that there was a representative from Arizona said he has a bunch of intel saying that there are 700,000 to 1 million people massing near the border and coming from Panama.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier in the show.
I'm sorry I missed that. But perfect storm, I hate that term. What do you think?
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of stuff is going to cut loose all at the same time. And, you know, I can't imagine a million immigrants crossing over the border without there being some friction, hostility, and some ugly incidents.
Good time not to be living in New Mexico, Arizona, or Texas.
Yeah, I would agree so, at least not along the border. Anyway, Bragan, thank you very much for the phone call here. We're getting close to the end of the program, so let's get some news in here. This is from the Daily Mail, and I find it troubling that we very often have to go to the foreign papers to find out what's really going on here. But apparently, the Daily Mail is reporting that pupils as young as 7 years old are being encouraged to wave rainbow flags and wear a badge which displays whether they use male, female, or non-binary pronouns, 7 years old. And the lessons are being rolled out as part of School's Diversity Week, which is run by an LGBT charity just like us in the last week of June. All righty. Now, apparently two Democratic lawmakers in Virginia were caught on a hot mic a couple weeks ago mocking parental rights as garbage, crap, and stupid. And this hot mic recording was posted to social media by the Republican State Leadership Committee. And on the recordings, which were taken at a Friday meet and greet at Christopher Newport University's State Senator Monty, I'm sorry, this got cut off here. But anyway, yeah, Democrats really don't think you as parents have any rights. You know, bear the child, you know, give us the child, and both of you have to go to work, so we'll take over raising the child to be a good little Marxist here. All right, there's been another one of these embarrassing stories about transgender athletes. There's a transgender woman, Austin Killips, secured overall victory in the Tour of the Gila in New Mexico. And it's a race sanctioned by the sport's world governing body, the UCI. The 27-year-old American finished 89 seconds clear of Italian Marcella Prieto in the general classification and claimed the Queen of the Mountains jersey. This is a biological male who is doing this. This stuff has got to stop here. Meanwhile, Riley Gaines, a real biological woman, torched Brittany Griner for calling it a crime to protect women's sports from men. Okay. Oh, we did have a call, and I missed it. I'm sorry, Glenn. Please try and call in tomorrow. Meanwhile, we are at the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support RBN. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.